the Empowerment Center here at Western Michigan University. What are some of the things you're doing? What are you hoping that you can bring to this discussion of poverty and income inequality?
We believe that the university plays a very critical role in addressing this issue. We also believe that the university has the power, if you will, to join forces with the community to make sure that all hands are on deck and trying to address this issue. So the premise behind the creation of the University Community Empowerment Center is to bring the university and the community together in a very targeted fashion in terms of working with organizations, with low-income individuals to help address the issue of poverty. The university plays a special role in that there are a number of academic individuals, academians, researching this issue. That research could lead to the development of best practice models that could be very effective in the communities. So we want to be a part of that solution in bridging the gap between those individuals who are researching the issue of poverty and poverty reduction, those individuals who are actually in poverty, and organizations who are serving these families.
When we look at Kalamazoo in particular, we do know there are people in this community that have a great deal of money, and we know that many of them are pretty generous, evidence of the Kalamazoo Promise.
Absolutely.
And yet, we have persistent poverty here. Does that tell us something about how difficult this problem is to get at?
It really does. There is wealth in this community, as there is wealth in many communities with high poverty rates. Those individuals are giving, you know, as you stated, the Kalamazoo Promise. They are giving of their wealth to address this problem. But it takes more than just individuals who can fund projects. The solution is really bringing everyone together. The government has a role, too, in this, as well as individuals and organizations.
You issued a statement after President Obama's State of the Union address saying that you thought that he laid out some good proposals to address poverty and income inequality. Specifically, what did you like from the president?
Well, what I like from the president is that he addressed the problem head on, in my opinion. He talked about a number of approaches to addressing the issue of poverty, which included creating job apprenticeships, reducing student loan debt, renewing unemployment insurance, raising minimum wage. It takes all of these types of policies in addition to the work that is being done in communities to assist people in poverty. We know that, you know, the main way to get out of poverty is to be able to earn a decent living. And so he laid out some proposed policies that I think would be very effective in addressing poverty.
I mentioned earlier the Kalamazoo Promise.
Yes.
This is obviously a tremendous opportunity for people in this area, provided they can meet the requirements that they've lived in the district long enough and they can graduate and get accepted somewhere. Is that the sort of program that you see that takes down some of the hurdles that people might have to getting out of poverty?
Yes. It's very innovative. It's something that's obviously working because people throughout the nation are replicating it. So that's definitely a plus for Kalamazoo. When I worked in state government in the governor's office, we were very aware of the Kalamazoo Promise, and we did all that we could to replicate it in terms of creating similar programs that would tear down some of those barriers and provide more access to individuals. But even with those programs in place, there are still challenges to information, getting access to the information that they need to become more aware of why programs like the Kalamazoo Promise and other excellent programs are good for them and could help them advance to a level to where they could have a better standard of living.